negative thinking. It's something we've all experienced. Those creeping doubts, the constant worry, the replaying of past mistakes in your mind. It's like an unwelcome guest that settles in, taking over your thoughts and draining your energy. At first, it might seem harmless, a moment of frustration or self-criticism. But before you know it, it's a cycle, a habit. And the worst part, it starts to shape how you see yourself, your life, and the world around you. But what if I told you that negative thinking doesn't have to control you? What if you could break free from that cycle and take back the power over your mind? That's exactly what we're diving into today, inspired by the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and Stoic philosophy. This isn't about forcing positivity or ignoring your struggles. It's about understanding how your thoughts work, learning to manage them, and building a mindset that empowers you instead of holding you back. Marcus Aurelius once said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This idea is at the core of Stoic philosophy, the recognition that while we can't always control what happens around us, we can control how we perceive it, how we think about it, and how we respond. And that's where true freedom lies. In this episode, we're going to explore practical strategies to break the hold of negative thinking. Together, we'll uncover how to shift your perspective, reframe challenges, and create habits that foster resilience and clarity. These aren't abstract ideas. They're actionable steps you can start using today to transform your mindset and your life. So, if you've ever felt weighed down by doubt, fear, or frustration, stay with me. This isn't just another talk about thinking positively. This is about taking control of your thoughts, aligning them with your values, and building a stronger, more focused version of yourself. Let's start this journey toward clarity, strength, and freedom. Together, we'll learn how to kill negative thinking and reclaim the power over your mind. Lesson 1. The power of controlling your perceptions. Negative thinking often starts with how we perceive the world around us. It's not the events themselves that disturb us, but the way we interpret them. This misunderstanding is at the core of why so many people feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or defeated in their daily lives. When something goes wrong, like receiving criticism or facing an unexpected challenge, our immediate reaction is often to create a negative story about it. These stories are what amplify the problem, not the event itself. Marcus Aurelius explained this perfectly when he said, "If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment." In simpler terms, it's not what happens to you, it's how you think about it. Your perceptions are the lens through which you view the world, and when that lens is clouded by negativity, even minor challenges can feel insurmountable. For example, let's say a coworker criticizes your work. You might immediately think, "I'm terrible at this. I'll never succeed." But is that the truth, or is it just your perception? What if, instead, you thought, "This feedback is an opportunity to improve and grow"? The event doesn't change, but your perspective does, and with it, your emotional response. The problem with distorted perceptions is that they take root quickly. Over time, they can shape how you see yourself, your relationships, and the world around you. Left unchecked, they become patterns that limit your potential and drain your peace of mind. So, how do you start taking control of your perceptions? First, it begins with awareness. Pay attention to the thoughts that arise when you face challenges or criticism. Ask yourself, "Is this story I'm telling myself helping me or hurting me?" Often, you'll find that it's not the event itself that's painful, but the interpretation you've attached to it. Second, challenge those interpretations. If you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, pause and ask, is there another way to view this situation, one that empowers me rather than drains me? This shift may feel small, but it can make all the difference. Finally, practice reframing. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, focus on what's possible. When you're stuck in traffic, for example, rather than fuming about the delay, think about how you can use that time productively, whether it's listening to a podcast or simply taking a moment to breathe and relax. Controlling your perceptions isn't about denying reality. It's about choosing a mindset that serves you rather than sabotages you. It's about realizing that while you can't always control what happens, you can always control how you respond. The next time you're faced with a frustrating situation, pause and remind yourself, this isn't about the event, it's about my perception of it. By shifting your perspective, you take the first step toward freeing yourself from negativity and building a mind that works for you, not against you. Lesson 2. Unraveling the roots of negative thinking. Negative thinking isn't just an annoying habit. It's a deeply ingrained pattern that often stems from specific roots. These roots might come from your upbringing, past experiences, societal pressures, or even fears you've internalized over time. To overcome negative thinking, it's crucial to understand where it comes from and why it holds such power over you. Think about it. Negative thoughts often emerge as a form of self-protection. If you've faced criticism, rejection, or failure in the past, your mind may create patterns of negativity to prepare you for the worst or shield you from future pain. While this might seem like a helpful mechanism, it actually keeps you stuck, preventing you from growing, taking risks, or seeing life clearly. Marcus Aurelius said it best. The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. This means the more you allow negative thinking to dominate, the more it defines your outlook on life. If your thoughts are constantly focused on fear, failure, or doubt, that becomes your reality. Let's break this down. Imagine you're about to take on a new challenge, like giving a presentation. A voice in your head says, "You'll mess this up. Everyone will judge you." That voice isn't coming from reality. It's coming from a pattern rooted in past experiences or fears. Perhaps you stumbled once before, and your mind clings to that memory, replaying it like a warning. But here's the truth. Those past experiences don't define your present or your future. Recognizing this is the first step toward breaking free. So, how do you unravel these roots of negativity? Start with awareness. Pay attention to when negative thoughts arise and trace them back to their source. Ask yourself, where did this thought come from? Is it based on fact, or is it an old story I keep telling myself? Once you've identified the root, challenge it. If you're afraid of failure, for example, remind yourself of the times you succeeded despite your fears. If your thoughts are rooted in self-doubt, ask yourself, what evidence do I have that proves this thought wrong? More often than not, you'll find that these negative patterns are built on assumptions, not reality. Finally, replace those thoughts with intentional, empowering ones. This isn't about blind positivity. It's about choosing thoughts that serve your growth. Instead of thinking, "I'll never be good enough," try, "I'm still learning, and every step forward counts." Unraveling negativity is like decluttering a closet. At first, it feels overwhelming. You've held on to these patterns for so long that letting go seems impossible. But as you sort through them, you realize how much lighter and freer you feel without carrying unnecessary weight. Negative thinking might feel automatic, but it's not permanent. The more you uncover its roots and challenge its hold, the more control you gain over your mind. Remember, these thoughts are just habits, ones you have the power to break. And as you let go of them, you'll find yourself stepping into a clearer, more empowered version of yourself. So the next time negativity creeps in, pause and remind yourself, "This isn't me. It's just a pattern I'm ready to change." That awareness is your first step to freedom. Lesson 3. Renewing your mind. Negative thinking is like an old script running on repeat in your mind. Over time, these thoughts become so familiar that they feel like the only reality, even when they're far from the truth. But here's the good news. Your mind is incredibly adaptable. Just as it learned these patterns, it can unlearn them and adopt new ones. This process of replacing harmful thoughts with empowering ones is what it means to renew your mind. Renewing your mind begins with understanding that you don't have to accept every thought that crosses your mind. Just because a thought appears doesn't mean it's true, helpful, or worth your attention. Marcus Aurelius emphasized this power, saying, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." In other words, what you allow yourself to dwell on shapes your experience of life. Let's start by recognizing why this is so important. Negative thoughts don't just make you feel bad in the moment, they limit your potential. Imagine constantly telling yourself, "I can't do this," or "I'll fail no matter what I try." These beliefs become self-fulfilling prophecies, holding you back before you even begin. Renewing your mind means breaking free from these constraints and giving yourself the chance to thrive. But how do you actually do it? The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. Notice when a negative pattern emerges. For example, if you make a mistake, does your mind immediately jump to self-criticism? Do you tell yourself, "I'm not good enough," or "I always mess things up"? Catching these moments is the foundation of change. Once you're aware of a negative thought, challenge it. Ask yourself, "Is this really true? Is there evidence to support this? Or am I assuming the worst?" Most of the time, you'll find that negative thoughts are based on fear, not fact. Replace these thoughts with ones that are constructive and grounded in reality. For example, instead of saying, "I can't do this," try, "I'm learning, and every step I take brings me closer to success." A powerful tool for renewing your mind is reframing. This means shifting your perspective to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. Let's say you face rejection, whether it's for a job, a project, or a personal goal. Instead of thinking, "This proves I'm not good enough," reframe it as, "This is a chance to reflect, improve, and try again with greater clarity." Reframing doesn't change what happened, but it changes how you feel and what you do next. Another effective practice is gratitude. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right. By regularly reflecting on the things you're thankful for, you train your mind to notice the positive, even in difficult situations. It's like rewiring your brain to see the glass as half full, not half empty. Think of renewing your mind as cleaning a window. Over time, dirt and grime build up, distorting your view. But with intentional effort, you can wipe away the negativity and see the world with fresh clarity. It's not about ignoring reality. It's about choosing to focus on what empowers you rather than what holds you back. The next time you find yourself stuck in a loop of negative thinking, pause and remind yourself, I have the power to renew my thoughts. By consciously choosing thoughts that uplift and inspire you, you're not just changing your mindset, you're transforming your life. And with each new thought, you take another step toward becoming the best version of yourself. Lesson 4. Surrounding yourself with positivity. The environment you surround yourself with has a powerful influence on your thoughts, emotions, and overall mindset. Think about it. When you're around supportive, uplifting people, or in a space that inspires calm and focus, you naturally feel more positive and motivated. On the other hand, if your environment is full of negativity, whether it's constant criticism, toxic relationships, or overwhelming distractions, it's much harder to maintain a healthy mental state. Marcus Aurelius once said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." While it's true that your mindset is your responsibility, the spaces and people you choose to engage with either help or hinder that effort. Negativity can be contagious, but so can positivity. The key is to intentionally curate an environment that nurtures growth and resilience. Start by taking a closer look at the people in your life. Are they encouraging, understanding, and supportive? Or do they often criticize, discourage, or drain your energy? This isn't about blaming others, but about recognizing the impact they have on your mental and emotional well-being. Surrounding yourself with positive influences doesn't mean cutting everyone off. It means prioritizing relationships that uplift you and setting boundaries with those that don't. For instance, if you have a friend who constantly complains or brings you down, consider limiting how much time you spend with them. Instead, invest more energy into relationships with people who challenge you to grow, celebrate your successes, and help you see the best in yourself and in life. Your physical environment matters too. A cluttered or chaotic space can contribute to stress and mental fog, while a clean, organized, and welcoming space fosters calm and clarity. Think about the spaces where you spend most of your time, your home, your workplace, even your digital spaces. Are they helping you feel motivated and focused, or do they add to your stress? Simple changes like decluttering your desk, adding a plant to your room, or limiting your exposure to negative content online can make a big difference. Let's not forget the power of what you consume, the books you read, the shows you watch, the podcasts you listen to. All of these shape your mindset. If you're constantly feeding your mind with fear, conflict, or negativity, it will reflect in your thoughts. Instead, choose content that inspires, educates, or uplifts you. Fill your mind with stories of resilience, ideas that challenge you to think deeply, and messages that reinforce the mindset you want to build. Here's a practical example. Imagine you've been spending hours scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to others and feeling inadequate. Instead of continuing that cycle, try unfollowing accounts that trigger negative feelings and following ones that promote positivity, personal growth, or a hobby you love. Over time, you'll notice a shift in how you feel every time you open your feed. Creating a positive environment isn't about avoiding all negativity. It's about strengthening the factors that help you thrive. Think of it like planting a garden. You can't control every storm, but you can choose the soil, the seeds, and the care you give to your plants. By cultivating a space that nurtures you, you set yourself up for growth, no matter what challenges come your way. The next time you feel overwhelmed by negativity, pause and ask yourself, "Is my environment helping or hurting me right now?" Then, take one small step to shift it in a more positive direction. Whether it's spending time with someone who inspires you, decluttering your workspace, or consuming uplifting content, Every effort counts. Surrounding yourself with positivity isn't just about feeling good. It's about creating the foundation for a stronger, healthier mind. Lesson 5. Taking stoic action. Negative thinking often thrives in the absence of action. When you sit idle, your mind has time to replay fears, doubts, and past mistakes, creating a cycle that feels impossible to break. One of the most powerful ways to disrupt this cycle is to take deliberate, purposeful action. Action shifts your focus from worrying about what could go wrong to working on what you can make right. Marcus Aurelius understood this well when he wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Stoicism emphasizes that clarity and peace of mind come not from endless analysis, but from aligning your actions with your values. When you take intentional steps toward growth, negativity has less space to take hold. So, what does stoic action look like? It starts with focusing on what's within your control. Many negative thoughts stem from obsessing over things you can't change, other people's opinions, past mistakes, or unpredictable outcomes. Instead of getting stuck in that mental loop, direct your energy toward actions that matter. For instance, if you're worried about an upcoming exam, instead of fretting about the result, focus on preparing as best as you can. By acting, you shift from being a passive observer to an active participant in your life. Action also builds momentum. Imagine standing at the bottom of a steep hill, unsure how to start climbing. The longer you stand there, the more overwhelming the hill seems. But the moment you take the first step, no matter how small, the task begins to feel manageable. Each step reinforces your ability to keep moving forward. Let's take a practical example. Suppose you've been procrastinating on a project because you're worried it won't turn out perfectly. Instead of waiting for the perfect moment to start, break the task into smaller, actionable steps. Write one sentence, organize your ideas, or set a timer for just 10 minutes of work. These small actions not only help you make progress, but also quiet the negative thoughts that tell you you're not capable. Another key aspect of stoic action is aligning what you do with your core values. Ask yourself, what matters most to me? How can my actions reflect those priorities? When your actions are driven by purpose rather than fear, you naturally build resilience and confidence. For example, if kindness is one of your values, focus on acts of kindness in moments of doubt. Helping someone else can be a powerful antidote to feeling stuck in your own negativity. Taking action doesn't mean you'll eliminate all obstacles or avoid all mistakes. What it does mean is that you'll move forward despite them. The Stoics believed that life's challenges aren't barriers. They're opportunities to grow stronger. Every time you take action in the face of negativity, you prove to yourself that you're capable of overcoming it. Think of action like lighting a candle in a dark room. The darkness doesn't disappear entirely, but the light gives you enough clarity to navigate through it. With every step you take, the light grows stronger and the shadows of doubt grow weaker. The next time you feel consumed by negative thoughts, don't stay stuck. Ask yourself, what's one small step I can take right now to move forward? Then, take it. Whether it's sending an email, starting a workout, or simply getting out of bed, each action builds momentum. Because in the end, it's not what you think about that shapes your life. It's what you do. And every action you take is a step toward breaking free from negativity and building a life of purpose and strength. Lesson 6. The power of words. The words you use both in your internal dialogue and in your conversations with others, carry immense power. They shape how you see yourself, how you approach challenges, and how you interact with the world. When negative thoughts dominate your language, they reinforce doubt and fear, creating a self-fulfilling cycle. But when you intentionally choose words that uplift and empower, you set the tone for resilience and growth. Marcus Aurelius reminds us, "The things you think about determine the quality of your mind." This applies not only to what you think, but how you express those thoughts. Words are not just descriptions of how you feel, they are tools that can transform your reality. By being mindful of the language you use, you can break free from negativity and create a mindset that supports your goals. Let's start with your inner dialogue, the quiet, constant stream of thoughts running through your mind. When something goes wrong, do you find yourself saying things like, "I'm such a failure," or "I'll never get this right"? These phrases may seem small, but over time they reinforce a negative self-image that's hard to shake. Instead, consider reframing them. For example, if you make a mistake, shift from "I'm terrible at this" to "I'm learning, and mistakes are part of the process." This small change not only softens the blow, but also redirects your focus toward growth. Now think about the words you use when talking to others. Complaining, gossiping, or focusing on the negative can create a cloud of negativity that affects not only you, but also those around you. On the other hand, speaking with kindness, gratitude, and optimism can elevate your mood and strengthen your connections. For instance, instead of saying, "I'm so stressed, I'll never finish this," try, "This is challenging, but I'm making progress." The shift may feel subtle, but it has a profound impact on your mindset. Here's an example. Imagine you've had a rough day at work, and your first instinct is to vent about everything that went wrong. While it's okay to acknowledge your feelings, dwelling on them in negative language only deepens the frustration. Instead, try expressing what you learned or how you plan to move forward. For instance, say, "Today was tough, but it showed me where I can improve." This approach doesn't deny the difficulty. It reframes it in a way that promotes resilience. One powerful way to harness the power of words is through affirmations. Affirmations are intentional, positive statements that help reprogram your mind. For example, if you struggle with self-doubt, repeat phrases like, "I am capable and strong," or "I am worthy of success." Over time, these words start to feel true because they shift your focus toward what you want to believe about yourself. Another practice is gratitude journaling. At the end of each day, write down three things you're grateful for. These can be big or small: a supportive friend, a moment of laughter, or even a cup of coffee. By focusing on the positive, you train your brain to notice the good in your life, counteracting negative thought patterns. Think of your words like seeds. Each time you speak, whether internally or externally, you plant a seed in your mind and the minds of those around you. Negative words plant weeds that take over your mental garden, while positive words plant flowers that grow and thrive. The choice of what to plant is entirely yours. The next time you catch yourself using negative language, pause and ask, "Are these words helping or hurting me?" Then choose a different narrative, one that aligns with the mindset you want to build. Because when you choose your words wisely, you're not just shaping your thoughts, you're shaping your life. And that's a power worth using intentionally. Lesson 7. Cultivating emotional resilience. Life is unpredictable, No matter how much you plan or prepare, challenges, setbacks, and disappointments are bound to happen. The question isn't whether you'll face difficulties, it's how you'll respond when they arise. Emotional resilience is the ability to recover, adapt, and even thrive in the face of adversity. And it's one of the most powerful tools for overcoming negative thinking. Marcus Aurelius understood this well when he said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." Resilience isn't about avoiding pain or pretending everything is fine. It's about choosing how to respond, even when things feel overwhelming. It's about staying grounded, no matter how chaotic the world around you becomes. So, what does emotional resilience look like in action? It starts with accepting that some things are outside of your control. When you resist this reality, you waste energy on things you can't change, which only amplifies frustration and negativity. Resilience means redirecting that energy toward what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and attitude. Imagine this. You've been working hard on a project, and at the last minute, something goes wrong. Instead of spiraling into blame or self-pity, a resilient mindset asks, "What's my next best step?" This simple shift from dwelling on the problem to focusing on the solution is the essence of emotional resilience. Another key to resilience is reframing setbacks as opportunities for growth. Instead of seeing failure as an endpoint, view it as a lesson, a stepping stone toward improvement. Let's say you didn't get the promotion you wanted. It's natural to feel disappointed, but rather than letting that disappointment define you, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to come back stronger?" Every challenge you face is a chance to build your capacity for resilience. Emotional resilience also requires self-compassion. When you're hard on yourself, you make it harder to bounce back. Think of how you would comfort a friend who's struggling. You wouldn't tell them they've failed or they're not good enough. You'd remind them of their strengths and encourage them to keep going. Offer yourself the same kindness. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remind yourself that it's okay to struggle. It's part of being human. Building resilience doesn't happen overnight, but there are small practices that strengthen it over time. One powerful tool is mindfulness. By staying present, you can respond to challenges with clarity instead of reacting impulsively. For example, when you feel anger or frustration rising, take a deep breath and pause. This moment of mindfulness gives you space to choose your response instead of being swept away by emotion. Gratitude is another cornerstone of resilience. When life feels overwhelming, focusing on what you're thankful for can help balance the weight of negativity. Even in difficult times, there's always something to appreciate: a supportive friend, a moment of quiet, or the simple fact that you have the strength to face another day. Think of resilience like a tree in a storm. The wind may bend its branches, but its deep roots keep it grounded. By cultivating resilience, you become like that tree, strong, flexible, and able to withstand life's challenges without breaking. The next time you face adversity, pause and remind yourself, "This is hard, but I have the strength to get through it." With every challenge you overcome, you're not just surviving, you're growing. Emotional resilience isn't just a skill, it's a mindset that empowers you to navigate life's ups and downs with courage and clarity. And as you strengthen it, you'll find that negativity loses its grip, leaving you with the confidence to face whatever comes your way. Lesson 8. Practicing gratitude as a mindset shift. Gratitude is one of the simplest yet most powerful tools to combat negativity. When life feels overwhelming or unfair, it's easy to focus on what's missing, what's going wrong, or what could be better. But gratitude shifts your perspective. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, it redirects your attention to what's already good in your life, no matter how small. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Do not indulge in dreams of having what you have not, but reckon up the chief of the blessings you do possess, and then thankfully remember how you would crave them if they were not yours." This wisdom is a reminder that much of our unhappiness comes from taking what we have for granted while chasing what we don't. So, what does practicing gratitude look like in daily life? It's not about ignoring challenges or pretending everything is perfect. Instead, it's about finding moments of appreciation, even amidst difficulties. For example, if you're facing a tough day at work, gratitude might mean pausing to appreciate a kind colleague or the opportunity to learn something new, even from a frustrating task. The power of gratitude lies in its ability to shift your focus. When you actively look for things to be thankful for, you train your mind to notice the positives. Over time, this rewires your brain to default to a more optimistic and balanced outlook. Here's a practical way to start. Keep a gratitude journal. Each day, write down three things you're grateful for. They don't have to be big or profound. Small moments count just as much. Maybe it's the warmth of your morning coffee, a smile from a stranger, or the fact that you made it through a challenging moment. Writing these down not only helps you reflect, but also creates a record of positivity to look back on when negativity creeps in. Another approach is to express gratitude to others. Take a moment to thank someone, a friend, a family member, or even a coworker, for something they've done. It could be as simple as saying, "I really appreciate how you helped me with that task," or "Your advice really made a difference." Expressing gratitude strengthens your relationships and spreads positivity to those around you. Let's consider an example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an appointment. Frustration and stress might feel inevitable, but instead of letting those emotions take over, pause and shift your focus. Maybe you're grateful for the chance to listen to a favorite podcast or for the safety of your car. These small moments of gratitude won't change the traffic, but they can change how you feel about it. Gratitude also helps you put challenges into perspective. When faced with a setback, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? Is there something in this experience I can appreciate, even if it's just the strength I'm building by facing it?" By finding even a small silver lining, you reduce the power of negativity. Think of gratitude like a light in a dark room. It doesn't erase the darkness, but it illuminates enough to help you find your way. The more you practice it, the brighter that light becomes, guiding you through life's challenges with greater clarity and peace. The next time you catch yourself stuck in a loop of negative thinking, pause and ask, "What can I be grateful for right now?" Even in the toughest moments, there's always something to appreciate. Gratitude isn't just a fleeting emotion. It's a practice, a choice, and a powerful tool to reshape your mindset. By focusing on what's good, you create space for more positivity, resilience, and fulfillment in your life. And that's a shift worth making. Lesson 9. Embracing impermanence. One of the most significant causes of negative thinking is our resistance to change. We cling to the idea that things should stay the same, our comfort zones, relationships, or even our daily routines. But life, by its very nature, is constantly changing. Nothing is permanent. The good news? Embracing this truth can free you from much of the stress, fear, and negativity that come with resisting it. The concept of impermanence has been echoed by many philosophers and thinkers. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "All things pass away. What we do in life, how we react, and the decisions we make, that's what remains ours." Accepting impermanence doesn't mean resigning yourself to helplessness. It means understanding that change is inevitable and learning to navigate it with grace. Think about it. How often do we dwell on the past, wishing things could have stayed the way they were? Or fear the future, imagining what we might lose? This attachment to what was or what might be keeps us trapped in cycles of negativity. By embracing impermanence, you free yourself to live fully in the present. Consider a flower in bloom. It's beautiful, but its beauty is fleeting. Instead of lamenting that it won't last forever, we appreciate it for what it is in that moment. Life is the same. The joy, the challenges, the people you meet, all of it is temporary. But that's what makes it precious. Here's how embracing impermanence can shift your mindset. When something difficult happens, remind yourself, "This too shall pass." Pain, frustration, and setbacks are temporary. Just as joy doesn't last forever, neither do hardships. This perspective can bring peace during tough times, knowing that nothing is permanent. Let's take a practical example. Imagine you've had a falling out with a close friend. It's painful, and the situation feels overwhelming. By embracing impermanence, you can acknowledge that this moment of conflict isn't forever. Relationships evolve, feelings change, and with time, healing becomes possible. Whether that means reconciling or moving forward separately. Another way to practice this is by reflecting on gratitude for the present moment. Instead of fearing what you might lose, focus on what you have right now. For instance, if you're enjoying time with loved ones, savor that experience fully, knowing it won't last forever. And that's precisely what makes it meaningful. Embracing impermanence also helps you let go of perfectionism. When you understand that nothing stays the same, you realize that mistakes, failures, and even successes are just moments in time. This gives you the freedom to try, fail, and try again without being weighed down by fear of the outcome. Think of impermanence like a river. The water flows constantly. It's never the same from one moment to the next. If you try to hold on to it, you'll only frustrate yourself. But if you let it flow, you can appreciate its beauty and adapt to its currents. The next time you feel stuck in negative thinking, whether it's regret over the past or anxiety about the future, pause and remind yourself, "Everything changes. This moment is temporary." By embracing impermanence, you create space for peace, acceptance, and growth. Instead of fighting change, you learn to flow with it, finding strength in the understanding that life's constant evolution is what makes it so beautiful. Lesson 10. Building a purpose-driven life. At the heart of negativity often lies a lack of direction. When you don't have a clear sense of purpose, it's easy to feel lost, unmotivated, or overwhelmed by challenges. Purpose acts like a compass, guiding your thoughts, actions, and decisions. It gives your life meaning, helps you navigate tough times, and keeps negativity from taking root. Marcus Aurelius said, "People who labor all their lives but have no purpose to direct every thought and impulse are wasting their time, even when hard at work." This is a reminder that simply staying busy or chasing external goals isn't enough. Without a deeper purpose, even success can feel hollow. Purpose isn't just about what you achieve. It's about aligning your actions with your values and what truly matters to you. So, how do you discover and build a purpose-driven life? Start by asking yourself some key questions. What gives me a sense of fulfillment? What impact do I want to have on others or the world? What aligns with my core values and strengths? Your purpose doesn't have to be grand or world-changing. It could be as simple as being a supportive friend, creating meaningful art, or learning and growing every day. What matters is that it resonates with you and gives your life a sense of direction. Having a purpose doesn't mean life will be free of challenges. In fact, it often involves facing obstacles head-on. But when you're grounded in purpose, those challenges feel less daunting. Instead of being setbacks, they become opportunities to grow and stay aligned with what matters most. For example, let's say you're working toward a goal, like building a business, pursuing a creative passion, or improving your health. Challenges and doubts will inevitably arise. But if you're clear on why you're doing it, whether it's to provide for your family, express yourself, or feel stronger and more confident, you'll find the motivation to keep going, even when it's hard. Purpose also helps you filter out distractions. When you're clear on your values and priorities, it's easier to say no to things that don't serve you. For instance, if your purpose is to cultivate meaningful relationships, you might spend less time on social media and more time connecting with loved ones. If your purpose is personal growth, you might prioritize learning and self-reflection over fleeting pleasures. Another powerful aspect of living with purpose is how it transforms your relationship with negativity. When you encounter setbacks, instead of seeing them as roadblocks, you can view them as part of the journey. For example, if you're working toward a fitness goal and miss a workout, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you can remind yourself that one misstep doesn't define the bigger picture. Purpose gives you the perspective to keep moving forward. Think of purpose like a lighthouse. In the stormy seas of life, it provides a steady light, helping you stay on course no matter how rough the waters get. Even when negativity threatens to cloud your vision, purpose cuts through the fog, reminding you of what's truly important. To build a purpose-driven life, start small. Reflect on your values, set meaningful goals, and align your daily actions with your bigger vision. Remember, purpose isn't a destination, it's a practice. It evolves as you grow, and that's part of its beauty. The next time you feel overwhelmed by negativity or unsure of your path, pause and ask yourself, what truly matters to me? How can I align my actions with that? By focusing on your purpose, you not only quiet the noise of doubt and fear, you create a life that feels rich, meaningful, and uniquely yours. And in that, you'll find the clarity and strength to rise above any challenge. As we've explored today, negative thinking doesn't have to define you. It's not an unavoidable part of life. It's a habit, a pattern that you have the power to change. By understanding your perceptions, identifying the roots of negativity, and practicing strategies like gratitude, resilience, and purpose-driven action, you can transform the way you think and reclaim your peace of mind. Marcus Aurelius reminded us, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This wisdom is your guiding light. It's a reminder that no matter what challenges you face, you have the ability to choose your response. You have the strength to break free from negativity and build a life aligned with clarity, purpose, and growth. As you move forward, I encourage you to reflect on what resonated with you most in this episode. What small change can you start implementing today? Whether it's pausing to reframe a negative thought, practicing gratitude, or setting boundaries to protect your energy, remember that every step counts. The journey to mastering your mind isn't about perfection, it's about progress. If this episode spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the power of breaking free from negativity and building stronger, more resilient minds. And if you've made it this far, I'd love to hear from you. What's one thought or lesson from today that you're taking with you? Drop it in the comments below. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Remember, the power to change your thoughts and your life is already within you. Until next time, stay mindful, stay intentional, and most importantly, stay focused on building the best version of yourself. You've got this.